Call this meeting and Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it's 1 p.m. on Tuesday, March 24, 2015. We're in the Butcherbitch Room 205. Let the record show we have a quorum to do business. Present are Senator Dunleavy, Senator Egan, and myself, Chairman Machicki. Also, like to recognize our committee staff, Lynn Smith, and from Senate Records, Ann Krekelberg, and with the LIO, Sam Greeley. Everyone, please turn off your cell phone. Purpose of our meeting today, also want the record to reflect that Senator Bishop is here. The record reflect the purpose of our meeting is HJR 5, Recognized Academy of Model Aeronautics, sponsored by Representative Hughes, and SB 66, Passenger and Recreational Vehicle Rental Tax, sponsored by Senator Giesel. We have several committee members with conflicts this afternoon, so we'll be adjourning this meeting early. We'll try to get through HJR 5 and hopefully introduce Senate Bill 66. So let's see, Representative Hughes, or Ginger is here at least. If you can join us at the table, identify yourself for the record and present the resolution.
Good afternoon, Chairman and committee members. My name is Ginger Blaisdell. I'm staff to Representative Hughes. HJR 5 is relatively short. It is recognizing the Academy of Model Aeronautics for establishing safety guidelines and best practices for the hobby or recreational flyers. The FAA establishes rules for government and commercial use of unmanned aircraft and is not establishing rules for recreational use, or at least not at this time. And the Academy of Model Aeronautics has been working with hobbyists for over 75 years. They've established rules and guidelines for safe flying, and the FAA also recognizes those rules for hobby. I did receive one question from staff regarding the resolution. And on page 2, line 18, one of the resolves says, Alaska State Legislature urges the state to work with federal agencies. And then on line 24-25, one of the copies of the resolution goes only to the University of Alaska. And so the question was, why aren't other state agencies receiving a copy of the resolution? And so I just wanted to highlight that 5 state agencies are on the task force that actually drafted this resolution. And so I guess they could send it to themselves, but I think maybe in the draft we didn't think about sending it to ourselves. So 5 state agencies helped draft it, but we did feel it was important to send a copy to the University of Alaska Fairbanks specifically, or to the university president, for recognition by the test site, as it considers recommendations on unmanned aircraft safety rules to the FAA. And so that's why they were specifically named. And other than that, I didn't receive any other questions.
Thank you. Questions from committee members? Seeing no one, thank you very much. Did you have any final statements before we go open up public testimony?
Yes. I'd like to introduce Steve Colligan. He's in a volunteer position. He's the Government Affairs Director for Alaska for the Academy of Model Aeronautics, and he can describe more what their function is. And if you have any technical questions regarding unmanned aircraft or the university, Roe Bailey, who's the director of the test site, is here in the audience.
Actually, we're going to open public testimony, and that would be the perfect time for you to come up, Mr. Colligan. So public testimony is now open. If you can join us up here, Mr. Colligan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. My name is Steve Colligan. I'm a resident of Wasilla. I'm a lifelong Alaskan who grew up during the pipeline in Fairbanks. And I have been a model airplane enthusiast for as far back as I can remember, when a friend of mine's dad had this locked door in their home where he hid all his model airplanes at the time behind. And I was intrigued and interested. And I can easily say, if it wasn't for model aviation and organized youth hockey, my like circumstances during the pipeline might have been a different outcome. Academy of Model Aeronautics has been around for almost 80 years. I think you guys hopefully have seen a 75th annual review of Academy of Model Aeronautics, and they're a community-based organization that has been self-regulating, self-insured. They provide insurance for property owners and for the pilots, as long as you follow their rules and regulations, and those have evolved over almost an 80-year period. The Wright brothers belonged to a model aviation group before they flew real-size aviation. They have set the standards. This is the current challenges that have to do with drones or unmanned aerial systems. You know, what's the difference between a model aircraft and a drone? And it really comes down to, are you not getting paid for it anymore? The technology is so affordable, so ubiquitous that it's really a question of operation, safety, and guidelines, which the media would like to keep it this big hairball mess in the profession and at the university for research. We would like to pull it apart and identify those areas, keep it safe and set the standards, but it's not all the same. Model aviation operates at assigned flying fields within line of sight, has their own code of safety and conduct, and has for a long time, while the FAA is working through regulations for beyond line of sight professional use for fee. And this is an opportunity to clearly put our best foot forward. There's also a brochure of some kind that's been called Know Before You Fly. This is a cooperation between the Academy of Model Aeronautics, AUVSI, which is the professional drone operators, the Small UAV Coalition, and the FAA. It's a full, more than a full-time job to keep up with the regulations and bureaucracy as they're changing to do with unmanned aerial systems. And this is a one portal that, through cooperation, allows you, whether you're a recreational user or a professional user, to go and find out what the current regulations are, understand the process. The things that are ahead of us are mostly to do with education and informing the public. 3 weeks ago, the FAA released Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM, and it allows for a very favorable operation of unmanned aerial systems, but it's not the law of the land at the moment, even though it's very favorable to go out and use it for recreational video and all sorts of light commercial operations. It is not on the books. It's going to be 18 to 36 months away. And so all of us collectively, including, and I'm a member of the Unmanned Aerial Systems Task Force, the legislature, and our mission is to provide and make sure we educate folks. And the first step of that is to look at the portion of the Academy of Model Aeronautics. The little white drone that crashed in the White House lawn, for instance, is a off-the-shelf product. Except that one had some, I think, distinct modifications. It should have had a breathalyzer installed on it and some other things. But the reality is there are 15,000 of those a month coming on U.S. shores at the moment. And the more news and more excitement, the more interest there is. And it's incredible. I've helped teach classes at middle school for flight and aviation. And this technology, you know, when kids have hands-on, for me, it was about, when I first learned, it was about aviation interests. It also had to do with electronics, engineering, and other things that made me study engineering as a young adult. You know, I'm in the professional mapping business, and these devices are very viable platforms for collecting and kind of going to revolutionize my industry here shortly. What I'm asking you today is to help us set forth a best practice. State of Alaska, participate, put their logo on this national site that we are concerned about safety, privacy concerns, but we also are going to do best practices and move ahead. With that, I appreciate your support, and Academy of Model Aeronautics has over 200,000 members nationwide, and if you put that in NRA terms, there's probably several million or more users, that people that were once a user or paying dues member, but not currently, but there's currently 200,000 paying dues members versus people that have been a member sometime during lifetime.
Thank you, Mr. Culligan. Any questions for Mr. Culligan? Yes, Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Inside this resolution, you know, the only person or agency that's mentioned from the state of Alaska is President Gamble within the UA system. Do you how do you feel? Do you think that's appropriate, or is anybody else that you thought, if you had time to look at this, is there anybody else from the state that should be included?
Well, so I think as mentioned earlier, so I'm a member of the task force that represents Academy of Model Aeronautics. Roe Bailey, your audience, represents the university, and they're kind of one of the leaders at Center of Excellence and a test range facility. Public safety, Homeland Security, Department of Transportation, and others are all on that committee with us, and that's why it was formed. Division of Natural Resources will eventually be a user in the mapping industry, et cetera. I think that we're all kind of, as mentioned, inclusive in that, as well as going to the FAA to announce this community-based organization, which is a name recognized under the national regulations.
Thank you.
Other questions? I want to thank you for being here. I'm a lifelong fan, and as well as matter of fact, I think the amount of time that I spent with testers glue assembling aircraft is what got me into the legislature. So.
Perfect. I'm a recovering nerd myself, but I really appreciate it, and it's really going to revolutionize. But I think we need to be careful, and I think that's what the task force has done an excellent job at, and I appreciate your guys' support at that level as well.
Thank you, Mr. Bullion. Is there anyone else?
Yep.
Is there anyone else that would like public testimony? We can bring you back after public testimony. Is there anyone else that would like to testify on SJR5, right? HJR5. Yes, ma'am. Please identify yourself for the record. And
I'm Roe Bailey. I am a resident of Fairbanks, Alaskan by choice, not birth, since 2006, really a resident since 96 when I came up with the military. And when I retired, I had to come back. No choice about it. And so I've been involved with the unmanned aircraft program now since 2009 with the university. And I just want to say that one of the most important things from the point of view of those of us who are working on the professional side of the unmanned aircraft side, that is the eventual commercial and scientific use, one of the most important things out there is the AMA and their influence and role in the model aircraft world. That's an important group for those who move eventually into the professional side, but it's also an important group for helping provide some guidelines and some assistance to those who would like to do the right thing but have no other way to find out. And so I support this resolution. That's really all I have.
Thank you. Any questions?
No.
Is there anyone else wishing to testify in the room? If not, is there anyone online who would like to testify? Okay, I'll call the bill sponsor back up and welcome Representative Culver back there. Representative Hughes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Shelley Hughes, representative of District 11, the Greater Palmer Area. And thank you for hearing this. And because I believe this may be the only committee of referral, I thought it's important. Typically, when we recognize an organization, it's often through a citation because we think they're wonderful. Well, we do think the Academy is wonderful, but really the reason is because it's very important that the casual recreational users know what the safety rules are to keep our skies safe. There have been incidents where someone would fly a drone in a place that would not be safe as far as near people or in the vicinity of a manned aircraft, and I certainly would not want a tragic incident to bring this to the attention of Alaskans, and so this resolution is a much better way to try to avoid any incident like that. And so if we can point Alaskans to the safety guidelines by the Academy, I think that is the right thing for the state legislature to do, Mr. Chair. And I also want to point out that AlaskaDrones.org is a resource for those recreational users as far as those guidelines. We've got a nice, nifty one-page sheet that will tell you everything you need to know in order to fly safely with your new toy.
Thank you, Representative Hughes. Any questions for Representative Hughes? I can't remember if I closed public testimony, but I did. It is now closed. Okay, what are the wishes of the committee?
It's you.
It's circled on your little sheet there.
Thank you. Now I got it.
I move we pass CS HJR 5 TRA AM from committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying zero fiscal note.
Second. Hearing no objections, CSHR 5 TRA AM is passed from committee with individual recommendations and attached to a fiscal note. So if we can have you please sign the sheet, we'll take a brief at ease before we start Senate Bill 66. Okay, we're back on record here with Senate Transportation. And next we have Senate Bill 66, Forrest Wolf. Staff Senator Geisel is here. If you can please join us at the table, identify yourself for the record, and present your bill.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Forrest Wolf, and I am staff to Senator Kathy Geisel. Thank you all for at least allowing me to introduce Senate Bill 66 today. This is a topic with which I think all of you are familiar with. Senator Bishop had this bill last year. Basically, Senate Bill 66 seeks to further clarify what I'm deeming an oversight in legislation passed in 2003. This original legislation was intended to impose a tax on vehicles rented by tourists and other visitors from out of state so they could contribute to the maintenance of state roads upon which they drive. Due to the vague language in the statute, Department of Revenue began attempting to retroactively impose these taxes on leasing and rental companies not intended to be affected by the original legislation. And this happened in 2013, so like a decade later. What's SB 66 further clarifies the statute so that it is in line with the original intent of what was passed in 2003 and excludes these companies from paying taxes they shouldn't have to be paying. That's all I really have for right now. I was informed that we're not going to be taking public testimony on this today.
No.
So I have other more substantive remarks and comments and content for Thursday.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Questions? No. Thanks for helping us introduce the bill today. And we'll be getting together Thursday at 1, I assume, here. And with that, we're adjourned.
Good job.